This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, so now finally as their last option, they're telling the truth.
Pressure is mounting on President Biden to drop his re-election bid. Yesterday, his deputy campaign manager was outside the RNC pushing back.
Look, the president has said it several times. He's staying in this race.
That's Quentin Folks. Meanwhile, progressive commentator Matt Rothschild says it's time for Joe to go.
It's just a fact, a demonstrable fact that Biden's over the hill.
He spoke with Civic Media. Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his re-election campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told a story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. Two Republican state lawmakers want ballot drop boxes monitored by law enforcement and cameras in Wisconsin. The bill from Representative Scott Krug and Senator Dan Knodel would require round-the-clock monitoring for drop boxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers across the state to become certified volunteer hunter education instructors. According to a press release, volunteers can either serve as apprentices under a sponsoring instructor for two complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. Officials say the program has trained over 20,000 instructors since 1967, and there's been a 95% drop in hunting-related incidents since then. Eau Claire's new arena football team officially has its name. According to a press release, the name and logo were revealed by League Commissioner Tim Brown at the main stage at Country Jam on Thursday. Starting in 2025, the Eau Claire Jammers will be the fifth of six teams to join the Arena League for its second season. Officials say that inspiration for the name comes from one of their first corporate sponsors, the Eau Claire Event District, and the series of concerts that take place at the venue like Country Jam. The city of Eau Claire is conducting a study on traffic patterns around the city to ensure the roadways can properly serve the growing community. According to a WEAU report, the city will be using an AI-driven camera to track the way area drivers go through certain intersections so the city can determine if any changes need to be made. City officials are also letting residents know that the camera will not be used to issue traffic citations for speeding or running a red light. The camera will be moved three times per week. The Eau Claire Parks and Recreation Department is looking for community input for the next 5 years of Parks and Rec programs. According to a WQOW report, the department is currently developing its comprehensive outdoor recreation plan to cover the next 5 years and is hoping community members will share their input on what they would like to see added to or changed in the area. The survey can be found on the City of Eau Claire website and asks residents about both future and current programs. One person was killed in a semi-truck and SUV crash in Dunn County on Wednesday morning. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, law enforcement authorities responded to reports of the crash on 710th Street at 240th Avenue in the town of Springbrook around 10:45 a.m. on Wednesday. Their preliminary investigation found the 77-year-old man who was driving the SUV failed to stop at a stop sign and was hit in the intersection. The driver of the semi-truck was not injured in the crash. Local officials shared warnings on Project 2025 at the Democratic Resource Center in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Here's State Representative Jody Emerson.
If you're of retirement age, there goes your Social Security. There goes your Medicare. If you know somebody, if you have a parent who is living on Social Security and Medicare, clean out your spare bedroom because they're going to be moving in if Project 2025 comes to fruition.
The Eau Claire Police Department is warning residents of a new scam circulating on social media that features a missing child. According to law enforcement authorities, the scam involves a Facebook post claiming a child named Brandon Cooper was reported missing in Eau Claire. Officials say if there is an actual report of a missing child, the police department would share that information with the public directly and issue alerts to find them. They also say other agencies across the state have seen a similar post. Marshfield Clinic has filed a lawsuit against the city of Eau Claire over property taxes a few weeks after Mayo Clinic filed a similar lawsuit against the city. According to the complaint, Marshfield Clinic says their five Eau Claire properties on Craig Road, Oakwood Drive, and West Claremont Avenue should be exempt from property taxes because they are a nonprofit organization. Marshfield's properties were assessed at over $61 million total, and they already paid about $1.1 million in property taxes. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, AJ Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're planning on hitting the theaters this weekend here in Wisconsin, you have one of the most highly anticipated films of the summer hitting the big screen. Twisters, starring Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar-Jones, opens July 19th. The film has tested well with audiences and is drawing in almost 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a classic summer blockbuster film and is expected to overtake Despicable Me 4 for the top spot at the box office this weekend. And the summer of the horror genre continues with the film Oddity, which is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And with no megastars in the film, you'll be able to really lose yourself in the story. And finally, if you like sitting at home and watching something in the comfort of your own surroundings, I highly recommend Presumed Innocent on Apple. I am 7 episodes into the adaptation of the Scott Turow novel of the same title, and it is absolutely riveting, and I still have no clue who done it. Have fun at the movies or at home. The 2024 Emmy nominations are out. Leading the way with 25 nominations is Shogun, followed by The Bear with 23, and Only Murders in the Building coming in with 21. As far as networks and streamers go, Netflix led the way with 107 nominations, followed by FX with 93 and HBO Max with 91. Emmy Awards will air September 15th on ABC. The comedy world took a hit when it was announced that Bob Newhart passed away Thursday. The Oak Park, Illinois native was a legend in the world of stand-up comedy. His album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was the first comedy album ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It also won Newhart 3 Grammy Awards. He went on to have 2 very successful sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, which ran for a combined 16 seasons. More recently, Bob Newhart was known for playing Will Ferrell's dad, Papa Elf, in the Christmas film Elf. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. In good Hollywood feels news, Ryan Reynolds says he forfeited much of his salary to get the first Deadpool made. What did he do with what little salary he had left? Variety reports that Reynolds gave it to his co-writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Warnick, so they could be on the set with Reynolds and form a de facto writer's room. At this time, I should mention that his per diem on the big budget film is the budget of a small country. Still a nice gesture and a good guy. Can you imagine going through life hearing rumors that your mom slept with Mick Jagger? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau can. Apparently, his mother, Margaret, attended a Rolling Stones concert and partied with the band after splitting with Trudeau's dad in the 70s. Margaret admits to partying with the Stones, but denies the rumors that she ever slept with Jagger, but joked that in retrospect, she says she would have slept with every single one of them. It's not so bad, Justin. Maybe she meant take a nap. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.